Okay, so we're gonna start this family meeting. And we're gonna start with the circle of trust, which is our one cuss word. So Allure's first.
I go first.
She's excited. Allure's first. She wants to go first.
She's ready.
Wait, what?
She's going right now.
Oh, you say it right now?
Yes, you have to. You're going first. Go. And you guys gotta talk a little bit low.
You can only think of one.
Okay, we're about to pass you.
Okay. Bitch.
That's that gray shirt.
Okay, who's next? We're gonna go down the row. Elijah, go.
Asshole.
Calvin.
Bitch.
Don't use that.
You looked right at her when you said that, bro.
Jamie, go ahead. That's all right, because when it's time to go shopping, nigga, you ain't getting shit.
That's what that be worth.
Okay. Yeah. We can't hear you. Say it loud for the gram.
No, it's not to be ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't say damn. Pick another
damn
word.
Yeah, it is one.
Nope.
Just say
new word.
Oh.
Nope.
I'm dead.
Say fuck you or something, yeah.
He said two. He's off the trust.
Say ass
hack. I just said two.
Go,
two.
Uva.
Damn.
No.
Say ass hack.
Why is it hard to do that thing where you like pass?
Yeah.
Pass.
No.
Shit.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Going out loud today, aren't you?
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Listen, if you watch Monet, she always does two word cuss words. Last time it was shit balls.
What was the last one? No one knows.
I don't know what the last one was.
I don't know.
Mother is not a cuss word.
But it was two. But she still coupled it.
No, it's not. Both cuss words. It's just a cuss
she
word.
She does two words.
But why do you have to
it's
use two?
It's basically a combo.
She's always hitting all the basic ones. That's why.
No, but you have to be better than us.
It's a combo.
I'm trying to think. I'm
a better cusser. You're not a better cusser than me. So
Elijah
is a good
cusser. I mean, Mama is. Yes.
That boy.
What you said?
I mean, Mama. Only know Mama says. I don't know anything else besides that.
Oh, okay.
Mama, you're next.
Okay. Nigga, I always cuss.
I don't care.
Room cousin.
Go.
Switch it up. Say a normal word.
Yeah, switch it up. Say one nice word.
Go ahead. Am I supposed to say opposite from the cuss word?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Come shut up.
Stop love.
Wow!
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Really? What?
You said that to me all the time.
Don't be lying. Yeah, I say that's a snub.
Yeah, she be capping.
That's a snub. Yeah.
Okay, so listen. Our discussion today is about... Last week we had childhood and you wasn't here to say on your childhood, so that subject has passed. Next, we're talking about light skins and dark skin. How do you guys feel as far as the skin color, hair, how you've ever been treated when we lived in Piedmont, wherever, how you've been treated by white people, black people, Korean, whoever. Just your experience of being.
I'm gonna sit down and say it.
So it's race.
I'm not gonna say it. I don't like Allure because of her skin color.
I'm dead. I'm not dead.
Well, it seems like you, but just a tad bit darker.
You're just a little darker than me, so.
Her reaction.
A little bit darker.
Boy, she looks like she's on your arm.
But Allure did.
He said, I don't like Allure because of her skin color. She was like.
You're a nigger, basically.
Elijah.
You know that.
Oh, this is going on the web.
Wait, is
yes,
it live?
Dumbass.
Is it live?
Are you gonna burn me on?
No.
That? Oh,
now I gotta edit this shit. Stop doing stupid shit.
I don't think they've heard it, to be honest, but
I heard it, nigga.
That's actually a common word.
Anyway,
in a black family,
actually,
like,
no, it's not. Not allowed to use the hard R anymore.
Okay. You do it all the time.
I don't say ER.
That's my favorite word.
I don't say ER anymore.
She's the only person that does say it because she's weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so
I say nigger.
Okay,
that's
stop.
Not a cuss word.
Because this is more than I have to edit out, so stop.
Yeah, I'm saying like what the hell? So come on.
Anyway, so what are you guys' opinions on, like? Who wants to start? Because you all are different complexions.
Me, I want to start. My take on it is, it doesn't matter if you're light or dark. At the end of the day, you're still black. Sometimes lighter black people like to think they're better than the darker skin tone people. Like, you know, they try to, like, you know what I'm saying, play the roles of I'm lighter, so I'm closer to white, so therefore I have more authority. But then again, the flip the tables, because this is really off topic. Actually, really not. Piedmont, you know what I'm saying? We got bullied every day, but as long as you fight back, honestly, they're going to continue to do it. But then again, they'll eventually, you know, stop because...
You were bullied at Piedmont?
It was accident.
Yeah, me and Khalil yeah. on the bus every day. But we fought them back every day, but...
A porch monkey?
Yeah, porch monkey. I remember when you said something that punched.
But I mean, hey, eventually he stops, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think because we moved out the area, but...
Okay, well...
Calvin punched that boy in the face. He's been racist.
Okay, so...
His nose is bleeding a lot.
Okay, so, Jamie, how do you feel? Cause, hey! How do you feel, Jamie?
No, I do.
How do you feel right now? Like, because you go to a predominantly... Mexican school.
Oh, wait, can I answer that too?
No.
No. I have experience there.
No, you're off, Elijah. You're out. It's Jamie's
turn.
I have
more experience. You didn't.
Go,
you,
Jamie.
You said white. You didn't specify which other races I can
Do you want to be excused? No, yeah. Go, Jamie.
He doesn't need
I'm good.
Listen.
No.
Jamie,
how do you feel? Have you ever been treated different because of your skin color?
No.
Not by anybody? Piedmont? Nowhere?
Yeah.
But not at Santa Fe South?
No. No, that's cap. That's cap.
No one has been talking about me yet.
Yet?
That's cap. I got bullied every day there.
Okay, you're getting bullied in every school. There's something wrong with you.
Something wrong with you. Listen, Elijah, how's it feel to be in the front of the lunch line? Like,
That's not bullying because y'all niggas is playing back and forth.
But that's still bullying in my book.
But you were talking about them too.
I said stuff back because they said stuff to me first. It's like fighting fire with fire, and whoever has the biggest flame is gonna win. So it was always
wet.
But where'd you get that from?
Okay, Calvin. How do you feel? Cause you're in the middle of light and dark. Yeah. Okay, Monet.
I feel like a lot of people think that you know light skins are like you know not black, but like they're so black.
You mean your color light skin are a little bit lighter than you?
Because he's a little bit.
I feel like to black people, we're not black. But to white people, we're all black. We all group together. But I just feel like there's a lot of, like, I don't know, rivalry between dark skins and light skins. Dark skins don't want to really accept us.
Ask me that question.
And I feel like in school, like, I feel like darker skin girls wouldn't, like, you know, be kind of shady toward me. And I'm just like, yo, guys, like, we're all black here, you know, but,
Do you think that it was a situation not necessarily, you think they had a situation, like, with your skin color per se, or was it your hair, or was it because you talked a different way?
I think it was all of that. In middle school, I was called white. I was called an Oreo. I talked proper and I carried myself a certain way that other girls didn't, and so they're like, "You're white," blah, blah, blah. And I was just I just prefer to talk like this and dress a certain way and carry myself a certain way.
When you talk a certain way, that doesn't make you white or black. It just makes you educated. And you can be talking with a slang and still be educated. But there's nothing wrong with talking proper. That doesn't make you any type of... Like, I feel like sometimes when people do that, like, oh, you're white. Like, I feel like you're giving white people too much credit.
They think, like, I don't know, I'm disrespected. Like, you talk proper? Wow. So, you think you white? Like, I gotta be talking slang all the time with you guys to be considered black.
Yeah, I smell something, no.
But how do you feel, like, how did you feel in Harding? Like, were you treated any different?
No, there was a lot of black people there.
What about Piedmont?
Piedmont, yeah, I mean, they consider me black as day, so...
Because they think all black people look alike, all black people act the same, and all that.
Yeah, they all grouped us all together.
Like at,
I didn't really get bullied like that, though.
Like at, at Turk's dinner reveal, Jay's mom, well, her side of the family... Jay's mom's side of the family are white. So we was all standing outside and she was like,
"What's a gender reveal?"
Gender reveal.
And
then she was like, this, I guess when her aunts pulled up, she was like, it was me, Turk, and Jay's outside right there, John. And she was like, oh, she said something about us looking like, basically like that. And Turk was like, no. And she was like, I'm supposed to say that, right?
because I'm white. And she started laughing. I was like, it's really not funny because she said everybody in the party looked the same, all the black people. I was just like, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Well,
you
come on, man.
Come on, man. Where's my hand?
Like, I'm not even really black, to be honest.
What are you?
Yeah, do you know what we are? You know, a lot of people ask me this, and I'm like, you know, my mom's not white. My dad's not white. They're both mixed, so I really don't know what I am.
Well, really?
What?
What? I know, it's from her tea. She aight.
That mother's dripping on her stuff.
Hey, she be aight. It's her tea. I figure we should do like a DNA thing because I really don't even know everything. Like, I know Oma's German.
Ancestry? I know, I just debate. I'm like German, black, white, Indian.
Yeah. And it could be, you know, when it's so crazy because people think that's what they are, but when you take the test, it's something totally different.
5% white, 79% Mexican.
I don't know. When I do application, I'm
going to be Mexican.
Yeah, that's what I do. I do two or more races.
It's going to be Mexican.
Over. Hey, how do you feel about being black?
What is Robert's birthday?
Uva.
You're kidding, right?
You like Rob? Or,
Rob.
How do you feel? Like, have you ever been treated different, like Piedmont to PC North to now in college? Because you go to a predominantly white school now.
Is it really predominantly white?
Yes.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. They always think that. I mean, I do know how to dance, but they're always like,
what do you mean by dance? Like the crunk stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like, they're like, can you teach me how to low or something like that? Or they're like always trying to tell me to do like more black stuff. Like, can you teach me how to do this? Teach me how to do that? Because I'm black, I know how to do all this stuff. Awkward. And I'm just like, what? Ooh. Or like my hair. Some people act dumb, and then some other people, like, when I was at a football game, and Hope, one of my friends, was asking me about my hair, and she was like, how'd you get your hair done, stuff like that. And this white girl came up, and she was like, so that's not your hair? And I was like, no, it's weave. And she was like, well, why don't you just wear your hair? And I was like, because I just like this better. She was like, but you don't need that hair if you have your own. What are you doing? And I was like,
but maybe she was trying to say you look beautiful with your own hair. You know,
or maybe she's saying her own business.
Maybe you took it the wrong way.
Yeah, maybe.
No, but if you can hear her tone, because the way you say everything can make somebody.
But how was your reaction to that? Did you?
How was her body language?
I was like,
shut up. How'd you respond?
How was her?
I was just like,
not every action deserves a reaction.
I know. I'm just asking because Uva, because I don't know how she acts in public with other people.
Better than me. I mean, listen, Hope.
No, I can't.
You said Hope.
Hope.
Oh, I was like, you get a little crazy out here.
I'm saying.
Uva, but you have to learn how to not just like, you don't have to explain anything. It's your hair. Just like when people make decisions on if Calvin wants dreads or Elijah want to cut his hair or some white girl wants to put dreads in her hair or dye it, you don't have to explain why you do the things that you do. Why are you not wearing your hair? It's a personal decision. It's my choice, and I don't have to sit and explain it to you. Just like you don't have to let people be like, "Is that your hair?" and dig in your hair. You don't gotta do those
people
things.
People really be doing that too.
Don't let people touch your hair.
No,
I don't care. Sure is. You see this long braid? Sure is mine.
They do it to Alora. They think that Alora's braids are her braids, and I just, hey, I let people think whatever they want to think. If you want to think that that's her hair, fine. So I'm not gonna go through an explanation.
In summer practices, I had my hair, and then I came with this in the school year, and they're like, "How did your hair grow that fast?" I was like, what?
I feel like sometimes at some point some people are being funny.
Yeah,
like they know
there's
that
no
well.
Way you could think that.
It's gonna pull out your bald head.
Here you go. It's hair growth serum. Just bring them some.
I used to think that.
What? You should think that people's hair would grow that fast.
Yup.
I'm dead.
So how do you guys feel like when you're out in the store? Like, do you guys ever feel like you've been treated different?
Yes.
Like, if I'm not a Bayou and you're out shopping or something.
When me and Chloe went to Target, This lady kept following us everywhere, and Chloe was like, that never happens. What is she doing? And I was like, it's probably because I'm black. So literally, when we were walking, we were looking through the stuff, and that lady was like, and I was like, I'm literally not doing anything. Or me and Rhonda, I was like, what? Me and Rhonda went to 7-Eleven, and then people just kept watching us, and I was just like, what the heck? That's crazy.
But who's watching? Are they white people, black people?
White people.
Because I've been places where I be having, like, I went to the hair store with I think we were there with you.
When?
Or I took Calvin. Oh, no, I took Calvin. He went to the back to the hair store. And, like, the black people watching me. And I'm like, first of all, Heffa, this is not even your store. So, but, like, she was watching me like I was going to steal something.
I don't get washed and I still steal, so.
Okay. So they're watching you for a good reason.
You said what?
He said, I don't care. I still steal.
Wait.
Yep.
If they watch me, so I stole on purpose.
I'm not gonna go into Walmart and buy.
Okay, so this is
not really. You're totally different.
Listen. I'm not about to go in there and buy a box of Pop-Tarts, juice, and ice cream when I don't feel like paying for the ice cream and the Pop-Tarts.
You gotta skip one or the other.
I'm different.
I bring them to the register, you know, but I'm only gonna scan the cheapest item.
That's not smart. That's stealing.
I know.
What's stealing is Hunter would go and like in the back and get that little dollar stick on the container and he put it on something and just scan it for a dollar.
I thought that was clean. He would just be buying like four course meals.
Like just stupid stuff.
For a dollar.
Yeah, but I thought it went off the weight limit.
No, it's just a scanner. You push it, you don't put on the weight limit.
Yeah, you got it. You just gotta put it back in the basket.
Come on. People at my school be saying, since you're black, like, do you like watermelon and stuff?
I know, that's crazy. He said, I do, but is that because this?
You know, that's so funny that people assume that all black people do that because I don't care for watermelon or fried chicken.
Why are you lying? Are you even black?
I don't have to eat those things to be black. I don't like that stuff.
You don't like fried chicken for real though?
She's white.
I'll eat it, but it ain't like my favorite.
She's white.
She's one of those black. Why would some white person randomly?
You only got four white people in your school.
No, listen. Four?
What? Even Mexicans
were asking. Oh, God. He was like, he said, what flavor Kool-Aid do you usually drink? And I was like, I already drank Kool-Aid like that. He said, but what color? And I was like, orange. He was like, about 40 of the black people said that here. And I was like, nigga, what?
Yeah. Orange Kool-Aid.
Asshole warehouse.
He's like, taking a survey.
He said,
I'm
taking a survey.
He said, orange is the most common one.
Now, if you would have said grape, he probably like,
oh, yeah.
100% would have said that.
He asked me what type of soda do I drink. I was like, I don't drink soda. But I was like, I know black people like grape. He's like, yeah. Everybody here say grape.
I like Sprite.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, why are they narrowing black people down to that?
Because
you know what's so crazy? Because white people drink grape stuff too, and so do Mexican people.
That's why you gotta hit with another one. Like, what type of tamales do you like?
Oh, yeah.
If you fight racism with racism.
Tamales.
Do you put hot sauce on your food or not?
Really? No, that Valentino.
That's not funny.
That Valentino sauce.
What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know why you're doing that.
Wait, what do you do?
It's just off.
I don't know.
Wait, what did you do?
What did you do?
It's not a conversation.
Did you do that?
Hey, Mama, I gotta let you.
No.
She's not white. She's not white.
Okay, I didn't.
Let me see.
Are you gonna meet her or not?
Listen.
Are you gonna meet her or not?
Listen, be quiet. How do you guys feel about dating outside of your race?
I don't think it's a good idea. What if she mixed her mom and her dad? Oh my gosh, mom.
I don't think, because what you're saying,
the struggle and stuff like that, but also I feel like some white guys are trying to date black girls for like the clout, and they don't actually like them, but they just want to show their black friends that they
so
have
get the free
black
pass. Friends.
Oh yeah, and some people want that for the N-word pass, which is not a thing.
Yeah, but how long do they date you until they're like, oh, okay, I'm done,
because
they don't really
literally, like
you anyway.
Okay, so my... it's like a whole, like, I guess, trend thing at SMU for, like, white guys trying to get black girls. Because all these white guys keep trying to talk to me or whatever. And then, they're just really just trying to show their friends. Like, I don't think they really like them. Because he was talking to one of my friends, but then he was trying to talk to me, too. And I was like, what? That's just disrespectful. And then he was just like, well, types can change. You can change who you like. And I was like,
no, that's true.
I mean, true, but still, that's so weird.
You stick to one person.
Wait a minute, you said what's disrespectful?
That, because he was talking to my friend, but he was trying to talk to me too.
Oh, okay.
You're a player.
But yeah, I think they're just trying to do it for clout. I don't think they're doing
so that as far as college goes. But what if you were out of college and you're an adult now and some white guy tried to talk to you?
I still just like white skins.
Okay.
Damn. What's your specific reason?
Okay, never mind. Jamie, would you date outside your race?
Alright, oh wait, because and there's more variety in blacks. Like white people, they're just white. No, and then you can get a light skin, a dark skin,
you can
a
get
brown
a German,
skin,
an Alaskan,
they're still white.
Are you the advocate? Excuse me. Are you the advocate for white girls?
Unless they get a fake, really?
I'm just saying, because she over here is making it like it's a difference.
But I'm talking about the skin color. There's a variety.
How?
She's saying there's one white. Not different nationalities.
That's what she just said.
She said the skin color, the color of your
like,
skin.
Like, light skin, dark skin, brown skin. There's just a white.
No, but if you talk to Asian, Alaskan,
they're low-key brown.
They're all white.
They're skin color.
Alaskan, they may be white. Think about it. European, what? A little tint of brown.
No, they're not. Listen. They get no sun.
How do you know? You have not been there.
In the UK? Have you seen the weather?
You haven't been there.
You see the internet. Don't believe what the internet tells you.
I haven't been the weather.
They're brainwashing you.
Have you been?
The weather. Really?
I didn't.
They don't get
that.
No sun in the UK, boy.
I see why Tom doesn't have no brain cells.
Okay, so, Jamie, would you date outside your...
Yeah, Mexicans.
Be quiet. Would you
There's
date...
still a pressure.
Would you date a white girl?
No.
I'm dead.
Party. Why?
Huh?
Why? Preference,
I feel like they're gonna be like, you know, different towards you because you're black. I mean, now
they could call you the N word on the low.
There's like different types of black people, you know. There's like the racist.
Or their parents.
And the one that's like half racist.
Why would the racist one try to talk to you? She's going to be racist to you.
Why can't you wish? I see some black guy at work.
Who's the other day? And there's a white racist girl.
Maybe
his parents are white.
Maybe, just maybe.
So he was this black. His
I'm dead.
Adopted?
Maybe he's adopted.
Yeah,
okay, would you date a Mexican girl?
Yeah.
What about Chinese?
Yeah, he would.
He's holding. Probably. He's
a
Chinese girl, actually, I will.
At your school?
So yeah, there is Chinese girl. China. You're the whole
You don't have to be with the Chinese girl to go.
Gold digger.
Hey, no, there is Chinese people there, though.
We all know Calvin would date white people, guys. That's the only people he's dated.
I'm like, Calvin, would you date outside your race?
No, he has.
Yes.
He dated 25 white girls.
Yes.
45? Oh, sorry,
44.
So what do you, what is the difference for you? Because, hey, what is the difference for you from the white girl to the girl that was mixed? Was there a difference or do they do things differently? What? I can't hear you.
The personality.
What's the difference in their personality?
That's a person, not a color.
Don't be calling her a nigga. She's an adult.
Listen, we're not gonna do that.
Come on, brain cells.
Can you answer the question?
Come on, brain cells.
I feel like the girls are a bit more serious than the white girls.
You said what?
I feel like the mixed girls are a bit more serious than the white
girls. What about black girls?
He's talking about a stereotype.
Don't you mean black girls?
Wait, my time out. What if she's more serious with guys? She actually sees something in you and she actually wants to pursue something.
Facts.
And the other girl Facts. Just wants a couple things from you, maybe date for a little bit. Probably not even date, just talk.
I'm just saying.
Speaking facts.
Really?
No. I'm
challenging
she's
your,
more serious
your statement.
Because she's mixed.
What?
They're Calvin, serious
like,
white.
Come on now.
Listen, just because Elijah says something doesn't mean he's right.
That makes sense.
It's Elijah.
Maybe I know, but what
serious.
I'm saying is Calvin is he's not even listening. You're just going off of what he says.
Because the way you're saying it, you're claiming that
he's not a prophet.
Serious.
I'm talking about
I know, but
okay, but have you dated a black girl?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because really, the mixed girl's black. I mean, to be honest.
Basically.
But have you dated, like, a girl that's not mixed with white or something?
Like, just a strictly black girl.
Okay, so what was wrong with her? Because I noticed that you, like, kind of switched to the girls a lot.
I've never seen no black. Like, fully dark. A fully dark-skinned black girl.
He dated
her.
Hey. We're talking here.
Don't go. What's the difference between that black girl and the white girl? Are you looking for differences? Or are you just looking to have conversation? What are the differences that you're looking for? What do you want a girl to have before you date her? What are your standards?
Besides personality.
Yeah, besides personality.
Okay. Besides sexting.
Yes.
Oh no.
Talking
about her body.
Sexting.
No.
I look for her body type.
Big sexting.
Be quiet, Jamie.
Big sexting.
No, not her appearance. What do you look for? Why are you acting like you're in an interrogation room? What are your standards for Calvin? What do you require a girl to have?
What is
slick? Her smartness.
You require her to have her smartness?
You require her to be slick.
Size personality.
Oh, slim and thick. I got it.
Slim.
You want her to be smart, good personality.
Oh, Jesus.
Has commitment.
Commitment.
Commitment to what? Y'all so young.
Is that loyalty?
That's the same.
Be truthful.
That's loyalty.
All right, now what about this?
True.
What about future goals?
Yeah, yeah.
Respect for you and herself.
Yeah.
You're 11th grade now. You're not elementary. Yeah. So these are things you have to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Girls are trying to get girls are trying to get pregnant out here. Like,
stupid.
I didn't dodge grill.
I have baby fever. Baby fever.
Stupid.
Elijah, I need you to not try.
I dodged three of them.
you don't try it no more. So these are the things that you need to think about.
I'm saying you know it's possible.
You need to figure out what are your standards, because you need to have standards for yourself, because you have to think that if you have a standard list, there's another girl that has a standard list too. And maybe that's why you go through relationship to relationship, because you're not meeting their standards. You see, you understand what I'm saying? Why are you looking around at them? They don't care. Allura. Would you even date at all? She's seven.
Sorry.
Hey, tell her what you told me.
Yeah,
we got some tea. We got a little tea going. What she got going to say?
That's enough tea.
Speak English, buddy.
What you doing?
What did she tell you, Monet, since she's not telling it?
No, and it's her choice. You got to speak. You got
to speak. I had two. What did I had two.
You had two what?
Boyfriends?
Dead.
I'm dead. Oh.
Hey, you said two, only three. So
what? I had three. I had one.
Whoa! Start calling.
Shut up, Elijah.
You had like 10. Like.
Tell them.
That's cap.
So were they? So what race were your boyfriends? What color were they? Were they white, black?
Black.
All of them?
So Quincy was black, and then I just didn't like him because he was trash.
Yeah.
Alex was a nice guy. He was black.
But so is that the one that was at the zoo that told you your skirt looked nice and you ignored him?
That's wrong.
So Alex is mixed. He's actually mixed. His mom is white. His mom came to the zoo trip with us when
he and he gave you some flowers.
On to the next dude. On to the next dude. Who's next dude?
Who's the third one?
I don't have a third one. I never had a third one. But if I think
I think Allura likes Javion, and she likes Taj. What's your friend? Taj.
Ew!
And you like John, too! You like John!
Oh my god!
So you know she likes Javion there because she declined John real quick.
No, I do not like Javion. Yes. He is not my age. Or what's his name? Taj? Taj, I don't like him. He's weird.
Okay, good job, Snug. Those were testers.
But
okay, wait, Allura.
It's a question for me.
Elijah.
Don't be racist.
It's always real with you, man. Listen. Don't be saying stuff that you're not supposed to say.
I'm not. I'm keeping it PG 13.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Stretch us out.
What girl? Let's say.
You know.
First of all,
is this a question for all the boys?
No.
Okay.
Well, okay. So first of all, if you were in love, like you, she had every quality that you wanted, would you date this? Would you date a white girl?
Cannot fall in love. No.
Yeah.
I cannot fall in love with
now. Her. Why can't you fall in love with a white girl?
I'm just saying in general, love is a losing game.
I'm dead.
You don't
want to know. And that's being 100 though.
Okay. Anyway.
Maybe my love is
what. So I might be a hoe. But anyway,
I'm dead. He
said, "Hope at the table."
Good. Keep going.
So.
Cause you know all the girls.
You're not gonna like, so you're never gonna get married.
Oh, no,
maybe if I'm on my deathbed.
What if you have? So you would have a kid with a girl before you got married?
Yep.
Or not even just married, cause I at this point in my life I don't believe in marriage, but I do believe in like a partnership.
I'll do that. I won't want to get married because
you can still have a wedding. You just don't need to sign no paper.
Yeah, I'm not doing. I'm not
so
even.
So when y'all
want to be together,
break up, not pay for a divorce.
Right, like I'm gonna need you to move out.
Yeah, okay.
Or actually, not move out. Just go home.
Get out of here.
So
yeah, that's
what's gonna happen.
Get out of here. Yeah.
No.
Do you think this is a
little? Yeah, I would do that, but I couldn't.
You can't have a side conversation.
I couldn't get married because of that's just too much. They expect too much out of you.
Mm-hmm. I expect a lot when you're just.
If you're in a partnership, boy,
and it's not always 50-50 though. A partnership. It's basically like you're doing your own thing.
No, it's not.
Am I?
Do you know what partner means? Partner.
In my definition,
you are a partner.
I know.
No, but that's different than an actual marriage, though.
It's the same thing.
Okay, so what if you guys? Okay, so here's a question: what do you guys do if, depending on if you happen to adopt or you have a kid? But let's say if you have a kid with a white person, a Chinese person, or even a black person, how do you guys think you're gonna raise that kid? Like, do you think that you expose it to the different nationalities?
What
do you think that
having a kid except with a white. Latina, but we're going down south first.
You're going down south first?
Yeah.
What stuff
he's talking about?
If it's not just black.
Having a kid with a Latina, we're going down south. Louisiana, you know, stuff all that.
Why?
I just feel like we need to experience that first.
What?
As a family.
Experience what?
Louisiana as a whole.
What, the south side?
Yeah.
Like black people?
Baton Rouge.
Yes, they need to get used to that because you never know where we're going to move to. So.
I would.
And then we're going to go up north, east.
So you're not going to have a stable area for
South Dakota and stuff like that.
I'm dead. So you're just
going to
keep moving?
No, we just need to test those two waters and see.
So you gotta, so your kids are guinea pigs to try to see what they can handle.
To be honest.
Yes. not really, not per se my kids, but the girl that I'm with because.
Oh, you're going to date, you're going to take the girl back and forth. And see. Okay.
Because we got to see, you know what I'm saying?
Give me it.
Okay.
This is the mistake. Because we're right in the middle of both of it. So I need to stick to one side.
I'm really trying to follow, but I can't.
Okay. What about you boys? Do you guys think that you will, like, what if you have a kid outside of being, with the kids not like fully black, and you have like a different race of a child? Do you think that you would, like, let's say if you have a kid by a girl that's from Japan, do you think that you would expose that child to that culture, or?
I'm not gonna say that anymore.
Oh, true. That's good. Yeah. Like, you know, a lot of kids like Americanized because they don't like really go with like what their culture.
Yeah.
Jenny wants to live in China and stuff. So.
Yeah. Who does it?
He's trash.
Me.
I'm dead. You're messing out. Wait, did you just put that? You're messing out on
2055. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bro.
Okay. So.
Did you get that?
No.
China's basically like aliens. Did you really think?
What?
But therefore, you are an alien also.
Looks like I'm an alien.
Okay. I mean, at least he can destroy people.
It's two different conversations because he's not dumb.
Well, at least he can destroy people and change people's minds
so that's worse.
You're sick.
So anyway, have you guys ever had the conversation where people thought you were white?
No.
Oh yeah, Monet said yes. Because I know nobody ever thinks that your mom or your dad's white.
Yeah, they always, no one guesses, like, is your mom white, your dad white, like, who's white? Who's the white parent?
They actually guess that my mom's white because my top lip, but...
You don't have a top lip.
Know. I let them know.
I'm black. I'm black.
I let them know that's not true.
I'm black.
My mom, I was a goddess, so I don't know who my mom is. That's why I tell them, I know who my dad is.
You said you're a goddess?
Why you getting, why are you your mom?
Huh?
Why you don't know who your mom is?
Because then they'll get to ask some questions saying that we look alike, stuff like that, so I don't need none of that.
I feel like you are like, in this whole conversation, you off on questions and stuff. Like, no. You're not even going along the lines of the question.
I'm responding.
In the wrong way.
Okay, no, but they do though. Because of when I smile, I don't have a top lip.
So they think you're white because you don't have a top lip.
You're white, you're showing.
I am though.
You're showing your white
teeth.
It's your lipstick, bro.
Really?
So do you guys ever?
That's why I cuss a lot.
That's a not a good reason.
What?
So do you guys
that's
have?
Why I said the N word that much.
That's
has there ever has there ever been a time where you guys felt like you wanted to be someone other than yourself, like you wanted like what they so called quote unquote better hair, like. Nobody's hair is better than anybody's hair.
I mean, I wish I had longer hair.
Like, there was a time where y'all was like, man, my hair is so horrible.
I didn't
want to
be, like, white or something.
I wish I had manageable hair. But then, I was like, man, white people, their hair be shedding like dogs. And,
yeah,
you know,
I don't want white.
It's just, it's not it. I can do 1,000 different styles, and Becky can do one good style with her head, and that's it.
I'm dead.
Okay, so Uva, how do you feel?
I never not wanted to be a different skin color. I just wanted a different hair.
I smell something.
Yeah, true. I wanted to be me just with better.
I smell something. Hey, talk about. I smell something.
Why?
Cap.
But why do you think your hair is not good?
I don't think it's not good. I just wanted like curly hair.
So is it now? Do you now? Let's say
now, why do
nobody...
you want curly? Do you think that's more attractive, or you just feel like?
I just feel like.
I think it's definitely like society has made you think your hair is not good.
Okay, I was
gonna
say
good, because
sure, because
it's always like
I like my
hair, it's the mixed
girl
hair, but it's like a certain mixed girl hair. It's like
no, I feel like my hair, but the curly hair.
I'm just saying, in society, it's like inform people to not like their natural hair,
right? Because they make it seem like you guys' hair. Like it makes it seem like, oh, it's nappy, so it's bad hair.
Exactly.
Don't say
and then light skinned people have like, but you look at Elijah's hair. Elijah ain't got no good hair.
Says who?
Well, what they say is good hair.
Says who?
He's the perfect example of not good hair.
He's a perfect example of mixing gone wrong.
I actually hear that a lot. That, how's your mom white and your dad? I just say I don't know, but how do you have nappy hair like that? Like, why is your hair so terribly mixed?
Not I'm
like,
dead.
Terribly?
To be honest, you're African, so...
But see, Javion is mixed with white and black, and Javion hair is just like your hair.
It's just longer.
No, it's not.
No, I'm saying, like, it's longer.
It's just
okay,
longer.
That's because you keep cutting your hair. That's a personal
that's
thing.
That's true. Yeah. If you were, like,
yeah, you have. I heard your hair looks so bomb, and then you cut it. I was like...
Okay, so... So the goal is to get your hair longer, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you guys want? You guys like you guys are okay with your hair.
Yeah, I
you
need
just want it to be longer.
Yeah,
now why what's the difference between long and short? Why do you want it to be longer?
I feel like at a point I really cared about long hair, but really I'm just worried about the health of my hair. Like I'd rather have like healthy short hair than like long damaged split ends and like
dead.
But like definitely health over me.
Health? Okay, Uva.
I just like it.
Jamie, what do you think? You're still
I can
dumb,
do this.
So.
Hold on. Laura, what do you got to say? How do you feel about your hair?
At first, I went long hair. Set up, Alex said your hair was beautiful. That makes me, I don't want long hair anymore.
You love your hair the way it is?
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes, see, Alora was young and she was going to school with these little white girls, these little Chinese girls, and so all their hair is different. And she was always like, she hated her hair. She didn't want her hair a certain way. She didn't like the afro. She didn't like the puffs. Mm-hmm. And so I had to really like drill into her head that her skin color is beautiful because she didn't like her skin color either. So I had to drill into her head about her skin color, about her hair. And Alora's hair, Alora has special powers, right, Alora?
Welcome to the crew.
Yeah.
You have special. What is your special powers?
My special powers is like when.
No, but what? No, you don't have to say what special powers is, but you can say what part of your body is a special has a special power.
My hands.
Your hair.
Oh, well.
My hands. Or your underarms.
Allure's hair is... Shut up, boy. Allure's hair is magic, and I explained to her why it's important, like, why black people's hair is the way that it is.
Explain that to us.
Because...
It's strong.
She can, like, you can take black people's hair and straighten it, and as soon as you put water in it, it can shrink. So the hair does a bunch of... It's like magic. It does a bunch of different things. You can curl it. You can crimp it. You can braid it. You can straighten it.
I flat ironed a piece of my hair and I washed it and that mug didn't go out.
You got a different braid. You got a different braid.
So I'm confused.
Well, you're not supposed to be. I didn't give you that speech. You were supposed to be flat ironing your hair anyway.
I was just testing the water just to see what would happen. I was doing an experiment.
Well, and now you know, so don't do it again.
Well, are you Rick and Morty?
Don't. You shouldn't do it again.
Don't talk to him. His hair doesn't grow, so.
Jamie's hair does grow.
Oh,
no.
The same length.
Jamie, how do you feel? Who cuts it? Jamie used to have a lot. I cut Jamie's hair all the time.
It doesn't grow now.
Yes, it does. I just cut his hair off. I just told Sean to cut it down. Jamie, how do you feel about your hair? Do you like it? Do you wish that you had, like, it was...
Oh, sorry.
But why do you keep cutting it if you got your hair longer?
2.1.
Cut the sides.
Be quiet. Why do you keep cutting it if you want it to be long? Do you want it to like dread it like Calvin's, or do you want it to just be long like Elijah's?
That's trash.
No, I want it to be like Elijah, but like you know how people use this sponge and stuff.
Oh,
so why don't you let it grow?
That. My stuff is natural like that.
No, it's not.
Elijah. Yeah,
Elijah.
Elijah
is naturally
knotted.
Stop.
Alright, anyway.
Calvin, what about you? I know Calvin loves long hair. Because he wants buns and all types of stuff.
I mean,
buns.
No, he doesn't love
what
he
has.
He doesn't love
what
he
has. He's
obsessed
with
buns.
Lil Uzi
and Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Lil Trippie. Wayne Melly. Basically, devil worshippers.
So you don't know if you want long hair or not. You just want to do everybody else's style.
Are you riding the wave? No. Be honest.
I have this hair.
Be honest. Are you riding the wave? Like, would you want to dye your
hair? Are you the wave? Are you riding the wave?
He said, "Are you the wave?" That's it. Wow. Oh, that's a wow. Yes.
Shut up.
Yes. Are you the wave?
Hey,
or are you riding?
Do you want to dye in the future?
I'm just asking. We're not talking about that.
No, but that means that's the same thing. We're on it. So
no, we're not. We're not on it.
If we're on here, we're talking about
dying. No, yes. We're not. No, we're not.
Because what if Allure wants to go blonde?
She's not going blonde.
No, I'm never gonna do that.
Don't say never.
Don't say never, because I will blonde you up.
Yeah, but it just doesn't go with my skin.
You're black.
It doesn't go in my skin.
Jamie, shut up with that laugh, dude.
You're bullying me.
You're bullying.
Sit down, Calvin.
My thing is, yes, I don't care. Straight hair, curly hair, long hair. Either way, if you're cute, you're cute.
Let me see
you. I'm gonna talk to you.
My thing is, when I was younger, I used to want to have white people's hair. And I remember I was in this counseling. I used to be in this counseling class for some odd reason. I don't know why I was in this group because I don't know because I know Mima didn't see me. I know she didn't sign me up for it. But I need you to pay attention because you're being really rude right now,
sweetie.
When I was in this group, we had like a group with a bunch of different girls, and we were in there with a therapist. And she was like, how do you guys feel about yourselves? Like, what is one thing that you like about yourself, or what's one thing you wish you had? And I was like, I want white girl hair because they hair be flowing and I'm trying to get that. And she's this black lady. And she was like, why in the world? Like, she was utterly offended. She was like, why in the world? But this is all I saw. Like, Mima had a certain type of hair. All the girls in school, like this little girl that was sitting next to me had a whole bunch of flowy hair.
Okay, but
and she was like, because that's what I was young then. That's what I wanted. I was in fourth grade. So now that I'm older, well, at that time, as soon as she said that, I was like, I gotta be comfortable with who I am. And so I had to accept, because I couldn't, this hair ain't going nowhere, so I had to accept it. So
it is, cut it off.
It's gonna come back the same way. But you do have to be comfortable in your skin and comfortable who you are. You have to give yourself enough self-love
until yourselves that you are enough, and you got ain't nothing you can do about your hair. You gotta keep it the way it is. And there's nothing wrong with
me though.
There's nothing wrong with your hair.
Yeah,
you know the way it is. Accept it.
Why are you looking at me?
Even if it's not like
I'm still
a loose curl, it doesn't matter. Like hair is hair. Yeah, it's not good or bad. You do need to make sure that your hair is healthy.
And that's what I don't like is when a girl talks to me, and then I look on her Snapchat later, and it's a wig she had on earlier.
I'm dead.
Okay. Step one, your friend.
Where's your friend?
Your friend. The one that you did that photo shoot with. I follow her on Twitter. She took a picture of her hair.
Oh yeah, she got a wig for real. That's not really my friend though. I only met
the girl that took the pictures.
Yeah, I only met her that.
Why you follow her? You being weird?
No, I just followed her because I thought
you thought she's
still
cute.
Doing more photo shoots for her.
Yeah, okay.
I see the big dog like, whoa, this is not funny to be following.
Okay, so wait a minute. So are you saying if you date black girls that change their hair out, because Monet changes her hair all the time.
Me too. She has hair.
I'm dead.
So does that girl not have hair?
She bald head.
She got bangs.
She
bald head.
But what if she wanted to cut her hair that way?
Well, she did say she regretted it. But
is it not growing?
She had not as fast as she wanted to, but the thing is, don't cut it if you're looking for a relationship. Because not everybody's gonna see eye to eye with
you.
So you're a material type person. Like you're a person that goes up on looks and stuff.
No, I'm just saying that's one thing I mean, you can wear a wig and all that, but let's say you walking into the door and get closed in. Now you got it snatched off and
I'm dead.
Let's just say
you're in a fight,
you're weak.
Just don't fight. This isn't about wearing weeds. That's like you wearing braids. Somebody can pull your braid out.
I know I wear clip-ins. I know I get this little ponytail. I'm not gonna get into a fight. Why would I do that to myself?
But I'm not saying it's a bad thing though.
So you would date a girl that wore wigs. You just don't want her to have like really short hair.
You don't want her to
have
your
hair. No, because it's gonna be a competition.
I'm dead.
This hair is short.
Look, you are lost.
Actually, no, that's where you got me messed up.
I look, Elijah's gonna date a girl with short hair, and like she's gonna get into a fight with some other girl, and she's gonna be like, hold my wig, baby.
I'm dead.
That's that line.
You don't wanna hold her wig for her.
Because first of all, if you're getting to argue with somebody, and you're talking about wanting to fight them, and I see you leave the house with the wig on, I'm not going.
You are so stupid.
Wait till you
you're not going because
you're not gonna
talk. He's talking about I'll watch the video later. So you're not going because you don't want her wig to get pulled off because you don't want to be embarrassed. So basically,
we're
about
both gonna be embarrassed. So that's not what I want. I mean, honestly, in the video, they're not gonna care.
They know that's true.
Unless she's winning the fight.
I'm dead.
I feel like even prior to this, people are gonna notice wearing a wig because wigs are very noticeable.
No, some of them are. Some of them are.
Yeah, because I thought Jasmine's hair
hurts.
So you don't like when Monet cut her hair. I didn't mean like that.
Because I never really seen her with the short hair though. That's why.
She was gone.
Yeah, because I wasn't around her, so I didn't.
But how would you would have felt if she cut it all off and she was around you? Like, what if Uva cut all her hair off and didn't wear braids no more?
What about me?
You're down. I'm public.
Listen.
It is cold outside, so you have to wear a hoodie anyway.
But we can
still go out.
And that's your sister, like.
I'm just playing though.
No, you ain't.
No, if you're my sister, I wouldn't care. But if it's actually like my significant other, I don't know.
So what if you're dating a girl? And she has all this long, luscious hair. She thought, I'm about to, like, do a straight big chop, and she cut all her hair off. Do you still date her?
We'd have to talk first.
I'm dead.
No, but when she did it, you was at work. And you came home and was like, babe, look.
That's literally me with the
chop. What do you mean big chop? Like, all the way on?
Like how Monet's hair, like Jamie's lip.
He looked at
Jamie. We would have to,
Jamie, you got the shortest hair at the table. Boy, and it's boy hair. Shut up.
We'd have to talk about, like, what we would do in our future. Like, are we going to go out and stuff like that? We got moving out every night, honestly, at the house.
So you would stay with her, but you just wouldn't go outside with her?
Hey, we ain't going to the movies.
You'd be like, hey, you want to do some braids or do, like, a little...
It just depends on how she has her hair, though. Like, if it's like that, no, because you obviously don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're keeping up with the short hair, like, you know what I'm saying, you're getting a little design, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that.
That's a no,
that's what I'm saying.
So you wouldn't date Gina? You wouldn't date Gina just because her hair?
Well, yeah, she's not my type.
Because she cut all her hair off. She's not my
type. But what if, oh, well, you just, Monet's friend, so she was cool till you noticed she had no hair, so now you don't want to talk to her.
I never want to talk to her.
Only like friends.
I never want to talk to her.
What about that African girl you talked to, that Jamaican girl that still lives in Atlanta? What if she cut all her hair off? Would you still talk to her?
Her hair as long as Monet's.
But what if she cut it all off? What if she shaved it?
I mean, we're just associates at the moment.
Oh my God, nigga, but if you were talking to her.
I mean...
Because you've been with her, you've known her for like a while.
I know.
5 years.
5 years off and on cheating. How would you feel?
Wait.
Like, doesn't 5 years sound odd? That's because he never brought her around the family.
So you wouldn't date a girl if this happened to her?
She lives here?
No. No.
Oh my God, you have cut
you said
hair?
I never brought her here.
Ew.
Let me see.
I wanted to, but then again, I was like, I don't know if I really like her that much. I'm not gonna bring her around mom if I don't really like see a future with you. But Leon, on the other hand, she introduced herself.
Why
other girlfriend have you met in person?
Nah, oh, that one girl.
You can tell Ariana.
No,
you met Nia, but I introduced you to Nia.
Then how did I know
herself?
Because
we were at the basketball
game.
She introduced herself. I don't introduce people to my mom because at this point, back then, let's say like 2 or 3 years ago, I didn't see a future with nobody, so you know what I'm saying? It was more like temporary. Testing the waters. See what I'm interested in, you know what I'm saying?
So how do you guys feel about that? Like, about relationships? Let's skip into relationships. When you guys are dating, because you're still kind of young, or you still are young, Elijah doesn't bring people around because he doesn't bring, unless he's serious, he's not going to bring them.
Well,
how do y'all feel about that?
I'm already friends with them most of the time. I already know of them, or they're my associate or something, so I already know.
Yeah, but like once you start to date
him. Then he wants to not date them anymore. When I'm friends with them, he breaks up.
Who?
Me and Malia.
Ariana.
Who's Malia? You were friends with Malia?
No, when,
yeah,
after dating her, she had
my
Snapchat.
I wasn't dating
her, though.
Oh, shut up.
We was not dating.
And then,
we
no, Anaya, I started coming to her, and then you want to bring her.
That just wasn't working out.
Were you actually dating my actual friend? You actually dated Alicia? You literally dated her, you knew we were friends.
Ew, I've seen her.
Listen, that was back in the day.
Okay, that's not nice. She's a nice kid.
Why are you gonna date my friend? You wouldn't want me to date one of your friends.
We met at the same time.
Yes, y'all did.
At the apartment?
Before he dated her.
He met her at the apartment.
But who's outside my house at 3 a.m.?
Oh.
Shemisia.
Ayana.
Okay, she was there. Shemisia was in attendance. Elijah, why didn't you drink him? She said that her mom said you beat her. Her mom said you beat her.
You were beating her. That's what she said.
Who is Trinity?
The white girl.
The little mixed girl.
Who is Trinity?
That little white mixed girl.
The big white girl. The big white girl.
No, but she was mixed. The one where her mom was like weird. They lived upstairs. That's what her mom said.
Man, I should be standing there running up and slapping or something like that. Like, I'm going to give you one warning. Because after that, you think I'm playing. So, I mean, I didn't hear
so
that hard. She just moves easily, so that's not my fault.
Just like, that's up.
Is she like, that's up? Is she like, that's
She's like, oh, it's my
okay, voice. But you're not just gonna let a female just hit on you like that.
That's true.
I know.
Back then, I used to get him two chances.
There's no, I got you, baby.
Okay, that's a totally different conversation.
No, we're on that one now.
No, Monet, how do you feel about dating? Because, like, when you brought, like, Mitchell, well, we had to see Mitchell because he was at the graduation. We did not like Mitchell. I never liked Mitchell.
I did.
That's because you like everybody. And you like everybody, too. You guys aren't a good judge of characters.
I like everybody.
I didn't like
but what about okay so like because right. Hunter came around pretty soon too.
I did not like that nigga.
Okay, so how do you feel about that? Okay, be quiet, the new guy now, like when do you think you wanted to, because like I feel like that relationship is a little bit different from your first two relationships. When do you think is a good time to bring the new guy around?
Never. Well, so you guys know I've been prepping him. He's been prepped. He's ready. He's gonna be ready for this.
What?
But I mean, I don't know when I will. Honestly, I feel like I feel like we've made it clear that we both want to become something serious. So I think it's more like, I don't know, whatever. All of my family is in the area. Here we go. I'll probably bring that around you guys.
So what is serious? Like, what? When are you at the? How long do you date before you figure out who you're serious?
I don't bring the serious ones around you. Just because, I don't know, if I spend a lot of time with them and if I'm always at their place, you're like, where Monet at? Oh, she at his house. Okay, well, let me bring you guys around to him so you know where
I am. Type of question, what about the new guy? Is that a go?
That's what she's talking about, boy.
Oh, she bought it, right?
Look.
No, yeah, but she's...
Well, I plan to.
You and Jay go this short haircut.
Okay, Jamie and Calvin. Yeah. How do you guys? Hey, Jamie and Calvin.
You say why?
How do you guys feel about if you're in a relationship? When? How soon do you think you'll bring them around the family?
Calvin immediately.
My God, how do you have that video? He breaks it, delete it.
A year or so.
A year?
Huh?
A year or so.
A year or so, Calvin.
2 weeks.
Cause you know, like the reason why I say a year, cause you know, like. So like to a year or so, like, you know, if I get to know her more, then you know, to show her true self, but like, you know, if she like acted all weird stuff, you know,
being and cheated on you,
and then you know, I gotta say, skirt, find another girl. Well, if I find another girl, well, probably not, cause you know, I'm probably not gonna date for a long time, cause you know me, been single for 16 years.
Okay, next,
Calvin.
Lady.
Is that by choice?
Calvin. Calvin.
Damn.
Calvin, go.
7 months.
Probably.
7 months
of what?
Why? 7 months? 7.
Wait, long as relationship?
Before you introduce him to
before they introduce him to the family.
7 months? That's a long time.
Jesus.
I know, like, dang, you said she's going here.
Ova, what do you think? Did you say?
I think, you said a year? You're gonna wait a whole year to introduce him?
Actually,
that's crazy.
Ova. Because she might cheat on him.
Actually, okay. I'll break up makeup.
I think, like, a month would probably, like, yeah,
but when y'all really serious?
A month? Okay.
Like a little bit less.
Elijah.
Elijah.
A few minutes.
Yeah, I think maybe like,
I don't know.
Just whenever you feel comfortable, where you think she's worthy enough to come?
Not even that.
Because you're too judgmental.
He's never ever brought a girl around us.
So if she's perfect to me, mom's going to find 30 flaws.
That's not true because I thought Malik was cool, but she did have a weird family setup. You gotta admit that.
My girlfriend.
But it was weird.
I'm dead.
Okay,
why
well.
Why did you introduce yourself as your girlfriend?
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys, we had a really good talk.
Are we? I'm telling you.
And I'm glad. Thank you guys for giving out all your feelings and how you felt about stuff. It was a good talk, good meal. So let's go ahead and log out and say bye to the podcast.
Yeah.
See you later, alligator.
See you later. Yeah, bye,
everyone.
Okay.
I'm out.